I'd assume you had declined our offer.
Please let me in, and we might discuss further inside.
Of course. Our invitation is still open.
Thank you.
Ooh. No need to push past me in such haste. My countenance can wait, as eager as you are.
Please. My desire is simply for escape and nothing more. Please let your urges subside for a bit, or else be rid of me.
Impossible. But I shall not be rid of you.
Get away!
Miss, I only meant to offer you my arm.
I want no arms. Only peace.
I see. And might I ask as to the reason for this newfound fearfulness? You were nearly bold, but just a few hours earlier.
It is hardly of your concern.
If you are to stay here, then it very well is. I have a right to know if you are being followed by a crowd with pitchforks. Although, they can be good fun.
I care not about having fun. Please let me rest.
No fun? Well, you might fit rightly into this club as of late.
Good, then I shall join properly as soon as I find a bed.
Well, that I shall be happy to provide you with. Ow!
I said, leave me alone.
Oh, I see your trouble, dear. I estimate that some poor lad has frightened Miss Purity.
You shall assume nothing.
Oh, poor dear. Did he look up your skirt when you weren't wearing proper knickers?
It wasn't some schoolboy. It was my father. And he did far worse than see what he should not. If you will excuse me.
Clara, wait. You mean to say that Paul Graham committed such despicable acts?
Yes.
Well, I must say, I'm surprised. I didn't think the old man had it in him. But what an excellent fellow. We may need to extend an invitation to him as well.
What?
Well, it was an excellent bit of sinfulness, wouldn't you say?
It was nothing less than evil.
Precisely.
But how can such things excite you?
Because they defy all convention. They make the impossible true. They delight in their sheer defiance for the mundane.
Stop your hysterics.
Honestly, what did you expect, Clara? A warm shoulder to cry on. Do you not understand this organization's purpose? Clara.
I rather thought it was to mock and to not harm, that it was for mischief and not madness.
Oh, then you are far too naive. You best wizen yourself now that you are a proper whore.
I did not choose.
Yet fate will so often decide for us. Count yours along with mine. You might be a truer member of our little club now, dear.
And what of Mr. Dashwood? You would never invite such depravity.
Do you know the man's legacy? Dashwood's grandfather would often take all four of his sisters at once. I'm told it was quite a sight to be seen.
But they enjoyed it at the least.
Well, I don't think that the youngest was all too fond of it. But her choice hardly mattered more than yours.
Please, Bates, I cannot...
You must accept it, Clara. If you are to join us, you must realize that men can do no wrong. He may take whatever he likes or whomever he likes.
But the new Mr. Dashwood has never done such. I know it.
Well, he has no sisters. Although, he has developed a certain fondness for a little shepherd girl and might not care so much as to give permission.
Wicked! You are all wicked!
And you should have expected nothing less. You pathetic little whore.
Leave me alone. I cannot stand to listen. Please.
Run wherever you like. You have nowhere to go, Miss Clara. Your fate has already been sealed.
Mr. Wharton! Mr. Wharton!
Quiet, Clara. You will awake the entire house.
Please. Please, I need somewhere to stay.
Well, you're welcome, of course, to join my hospitalities, although such late-night escapades might lead to a few rumors.
I cannot. My reputation is already in ruins.
If you're no longer looking to join our organization, I assure you that your limited interest would not have been enough to...
No, it is far worse. Wharton, please.
Very well. Come in, then. But do try to keep your voice down.
Good. We are alone. Dashwood does not lie close, does he?
No. He keeps down in the caves in the evenings.
Then I am safe.
What, did he harm you?
Not as of yet, but Bates said that he might.
Come now. If that is the source of your worries, I will not trouble yourself. Bates takes his liquor even more poorly than he beds his women. Should he have said anything untoward, I would not pay it too much mind.
I cannot forget the way he spoke to me or the things that were stated. They were such despicable ideas that Dashwood might hold them. I am not certain that I can bear it. I am not certain that I can bear any of this. My intention in joining was never to...
The club has a storied history, Miss Clara. Each of its members interprets its codes, or rather, lack of codes, differently. But rest assured, most of us do respect certain limitations. Even Bates.
But they would not deny other members from committing unspeakable acts?
Well, they consider no act unspeakable. In that matter, you might consider adopting a similar cadence. It would help more than I think you realize.
Pardon?
Tell me what happened tonight, Clara.
I cannot.
Try. You may provide one or two words. I shall have understanding. I suspect the details are best spared us both.
My father.
Ah.
Do you require more?
No.
Then help me.
Nothing can be done, Clara. You cannot reclaim what's lost. No matter what price you might pay in a whorehouse to ease your guilt, you will not bleed again.
I do not want innocence anymore. My mind could never have it even if my body would resew it.
What then do you want?
Safety. Comfort.
You may share my bed as long as you need. That much I can offer.
I wish to truly share it.
Clara...
It is my only request, Mr. Wharton.
Clara, please. You're not in the right state. What you ask will not resolve your feelings.
No, but it will give me new ones. I do not wish to wake the next morning only knowing sex as I have so far known it. I want to understand its comforts and its cravings before I fear to do it at all anymore.
Should you not fear it? I'm a man which you hardly know.
The one I know best has already hurt me far worse. At least this shall truly be my choice.
You do not love me.
No, but I trust you. I trust you more than any man I know.
Well, your options are few.
I do not deny it, but your heart is still good. And your eyes are still kind.
As are yours. Yet I cannot indulge you, Clara.
Please.
No. You need your rest. I promise that your mind will be right in the morning.
Mr. Wharton, should the unthinkable have happened, I would rather not know the infant's father. If there was a way it could be left in doubt, that is all I seek.
And there is no other solution?
None.
It will not be passionate.
I only wish for comfort.
Then undress. And should you regain any sense, please do tell me before I do something we might regret.
I only regret that I am wearing far too many clothes. Might you help?
Aye. Oh, very well. It will stop those trembling fingers. Are you all right, Miss Clara?
Yes, and far safer than I have ever been. Please carry me to the bed.
Yes, dear. I will lay you down slowly. I do not wish you to fear me at any moment.
I will not.
This is what you wish?
Yes.
Then I will please you. So that you might know such enjoyments.
I only wish to know your lips.
Oh, then where might you know them?
My neck. My ears. My breasts. And I wish to know your cock as well.
Are you certain?
Entirely.
Then I will enter. Slowly. And gently and carefully.
You might, but oh, this time there is pleasure.
Yes, that is the general purpose.
And then you had best do your duty.
Well, that is my pleasure. I will thrust softly and tenderly, yet enough to leave you wanting more.
I care more about what you desire.
Do you not wish to climax?
I only wish to have you drip inside me.
I...
Please. Please give it to me. Faster. Please. Please.
Is that...
Yes.
Oh, is this what you want?
Yes. Give it to me. Give it to me. More. Give me more. Give me more. Faster. I want it. I want it.
Yes. Yes.
Please come for me.
I'm close. I just... Was that the help you sought?
Yes.
Do you require more?
Please, just hold me close that I might rest.
Very well. Sleep now. You'll be safe in my arms.
Well, may not be our finest, but at least now you will finally enjoy your own bed.
Thank you. Are you certain that you will not mind the company? I might request a private room, yet I'm afraid that I cannot bear the solitude quite yet.
Should never a man cross that threshold, then you would be better than half my roommates.
Well, that much I can promise.
Yes, I assumed, given your separation from Mr. Wharton.
It has been a fortnight. I can hardly partake of his hospitality any longer.
Or of his cock.
I only partook of that on my first night. Afterward, he simply held me and helped with the nightmares.
I meant it in jest. Mr. Wharton is always a gentleman. However, if he comforts you so, then why leave him? Our company hardly minds. Dashwood and Bates are pleased. They think he might finally remember the touch of a woman.
If that night were any indication, then he well remembers.
Then why not stay and enjoy his bedside?
Oh, I had not meant to speak these words.
And yet?
And yet. Wharton cares too much. The poor man has hardly had an ounce of sleep since I came to him. I cannot drive him to ruin. He is too kind on my soul for such strain.
And too kind on your heart.
I am not sure about your meaning.
You do not love him, Clara. Nor he you. So the guilt in your eyes might leave you.
It was more confusion than guilt. After everything, what my heart wants, I do not know.
Well, your heart need not want anything. You might be happy as you are. Only foolish girls require the bed of a man to maintain their pride.
I require nothing. I shall never be happy again. So my affairs with anyone are hardly of importance.
Then why be embarrassed of keeping Mr. Wharton company?
I wasn't.
If you expect sympathy, Miss Clara, then you best find another bedfellow. I will not indulge your self-pity.
You know the circumstances of my arrival. If you do not think it wrong, then you are no better than Mr. Bates.
Whichever Bates thinks, your father's morality is not remotely of my concern.
What is, then?
The ignorance and cockiness about your presence.
In which matters? Are you implying that I wish to be taken?
No. I am suggesting that it may be time to consider the context.
The context in which it is acceptable.
The context in which it is common.
Common?
You are hardly the first girl, Clara. Not in this town, and even in this room.
What? Did Mr. Bates?
No. And I will not give you his name. It matters not to me anymore. But you must realize that you are not alone, Clara. And whichever pain you might feel, you must not act like it is greater than others who have suffered such.
And has everyone?
Most of the women you will meet here at one time or another. So if I were you, I would stop looking down on them.
I had never.
You did from the moment you met me. You were cocky.
No, I never felt such. I am certain that I merely remained in awe. You were all naked.
You remained in awe of Dashwood, yet you looked down on me. Despite all my experience, you found me less special than a virgin.
I did not.
If only I were pure. If only I made the proper choices. Then I might be as special as Miss Clara.
Dashwood said that I was... I could not help but believe him.
An old line of his.
Well, I do not believe him now, I assure you.
Yes, the cockiness in your eyes is gone, for which I am grateful.
Well, you might thank my father for that.
I would never wish for that to happen to you, Clara. I simply hope that it might get you to realize the circumstances of so many girls. If we had not taken you in, where would you have spent the past fortnight? Who would you have had to rely on? How might you have made money? You might choose whether to be a sinner, Clara, yet most women do not choose to be whores.
I must apologize.
There is no need. I have felt far worse from far less pretty eyes. However, if you are to stay, then you must think of yourself as my equal, and you will not compete with the other women who attend our parties. When we understand our likeness, then we can offer each other far greater comfort than a man might provide.
I am not certain that I understand.
You might one day, if you humble yourself.
I ought to try, I suppose.
You must. Yet only such much growth will be done in one night. If those eyes are no longer arrogant, then it is best to rest them. Ease yourself. Should another nightmare come, then I will be here when you wake.
What is that sound? Was I dreaming? No, I am awake. I heard it, but where is it coming from? Luella! Luella!
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that noise?
What noise?
There it is again! I think it's coming from the caves.
The caves scream sometimes. Go back to bed, Clara.
I cannot. My mind will not rest until I know if it is safe.
It is fine, Clara.
I need to know. You will seek me if I am not back shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And I will only be a moment.
Yet you will not like what you will find.
The noise. Where is it coming from? Oh, I have no idea which room is which. Maybe this one? Oh, what horrors have I witnessed? Please, let me help you. I can help you. I can...
What on earth are you doing down here?
Let me go.
I will once we are around the corner. Keep still.
I will not. I need to help her.
Keep still, or I promise it will be far worse than you can imagine.
But that woman, someone, something had her. It was hurting her.
I will explain if you keep still.
But...
Stop, you worthless cunt! Do you not have any sense?
Mr. Dashwood!
If you expect an apology, I will not give it. I would happily call you worse if bring some hesitancy to you.
I simply wanted to help her.
She is beyond help. Had you tried, then you would have been taken as well.
Taken? In what sense?
Taken to hell.
What?
The demon holding the woman would have attacked you if you had approached it, and it would have dragged you to hell.
Is such a thing possible?
Oh, it very much is. You already know. You saw the monster with your own eyes. Yet somehow you managed to lack enough reason to even fear it. Do you realize what might have happened, Clara?
I wasn't to know. I was not thinking of myself. I was concerned about the girl. It was hard to explain. She seemed like me, and I thought that I might know her. I just wanted her not to be alone.
Been talking to Luella, have you? Best leave any feminine crusades for living women.
Are you not angry?
As I suspect, such a foolish incident would not occur twice. No. Although, that hardly ought to be the matter of most concern to you.
It was not, but I suspect that you would not answer my other queries if you remained irate.
Point. Ask your mind then, Miss Clara.
If the woman is not living...
She is dead. Her soul is damned to hell.
Then why is she here?
Because devils and demons love to trick. And they love to torture.
Pardon?
Every night they bring some of the damned souls to the surface. Never for long, but time enough to remind them of the lives they once lived and the pleasures they once had. I suspect that it is simply so that they will not forget, so that they might long for it each day. Most cry when they see our world again. Some scream, some quite loudly, like the woman you heard tonight. Yet, honestly, I think the worst ones are the ones that just stare in silence, craving a love that they will never again know.
And there is to be no helping them.
None unless you wish to risk your soul for their fate.
Have others tried?
Few. Those driven mad by the noise. The rest of us work to put it out of our minds.
So this organization truly exists to watch over demons?
In a manner of speaking. My grandfather's work attracted them, as far as I know. His flair for debauchery. I think the immoral acts attracted them at first, although I'm not certain. However, it makes no difference. I am told that he was enchanted by them. He thought their work was magnificent, and he might even have longed to be with them. So, he did everything in his power to keep them here. And now, they will come every night.
You cannot stop them.
If I could, I still would not.
Why? Do you worship them as well?
I wish I had a better understanding of that subject matter myself. Bates and I play games often to distract ourselves. Sometimes they are played in mere mockery of what the innocents find crude. Like you, before you knew this. Before you knew true suffering.
I only know of it. My soul is not yet damned.
No. But knowing brings its own meaning of pain.
Hence the distraction.
Yes, at some moments. But at others, it is hard to believe that there is any good in the world that allows such great evil.
So, you embrace immortality?
I do not wish to, yet I cannot deny its temptations.
Not for kindness?
Wharton and Luella do try to remind me of that pleasure, and yet, it all too often is not enough. I have seen many of my loved ones screaming in the night as they were brought up from hell. My father. My mother. It nearly drives me mad. And yet, I have never seen my grandfather. cannot help but wonder if he was spared somehow. And if I might be, if I truly embrace such chaos. I am a coward.
You are not.
I am, compared to Wharton and Luella.
They do not listen to the screams every night.
Someone needs to keep watch, Clara. I will not chance that someone damning themselves as you almost did.
Then why not trade off?
I will not risk their souls. I need them.
And Mr. Bates?
The demons will not speak to us. They will damn us if touched, but if asked, they will tell the truth about anyone's fate. They will say if a soul is damned for hell. If one is not, then they will remain silent, although we know not where else they might go.
Have you asked about your grandfather?
No. To ask once is temptation, Clara. You will then sense long to know of your own fate, which you are far, far better off not knowing.
Yet Bates asked.
Yes.
And he is damned.
Yes. Honestly, he handles it well, all things considered. Endless money and a fate sealed. He may commit any crime he wishes without consequence.
I imagine that he has committed most of them.
Many, yet not all. Despite everything, he shows some restraint. We all do our best for him, but I do pity him.
And there is no chance that the demons are lying?
Other members have asked. They have all been damned. There is not a one that I have not seen brought here to make blood-curdling screams in the middle of the night. There is no escape for him, nor for any of us if we are damned.
But surely there is at least temporary comfort. For you, for Bates, why not leave and let someone guard this place? A church, perhaps?
Clara, you foolish girl. No church would keep such a secret. They would charge people to know their fates, and soon it would be yet another luxury that only the rich might afford. Besides, do you not realize what the world might become if a man had the power to know their destiny? Compared to what others might do, Bates might be seen as a saint.
There is nothing to be done, then.
No, and you must not come down here again without my permission, Clara.
I
know that you were tempted. They tempt everyone. But you must not give in. Whatever your fate, you will only make it worse.
Well, yes, sir. But I fear that I am too frightened to return to bed.
Or perhaps excited. It is a close cousin of fear, and your smile rather shows the latter.
Mr. Dashwood.
My chambers are down the corridor. I often keep watch from there. Fortunately, inside you can hear footsteps but no screams. You might join me for a bit if you wish.
Thank you, sir.
Very well. Come on, then.
Clara.
Dashwood.
Clara. Honestly, senseless child.
Dashwood.
Oof.
Oh, I apologize, Miss Luella.
You might be a bit more care in corners, Wharton, especially this time of night.
The last one was a screamer. I went to check on Dashwood, but he was not in his chambers.
He must have gone after the girl.
Yet they are not here now.
Miss Clara might get her wish tonight indeed.
I
suspect they will be fine. Go back to bed, Mr. Wharton.
Luella.
Yes?
I might not wish to go to bed just yet.
But perhaps you might wish someone to join it?
I might.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps Miss Clara has had an effect on you.
Her? Not in the slightest. I rather think it was the words of a wise woman.
Oh? And what else might she say?
Yes. She would say yes.
And Mr. Dashwood?
He might still have me in time. However, tonight, my heart belongs to another.